support on anything. And then I ran into a longtime friend who lives in Byram, and she had a different view on it. She was just concerned about, you know, drawing people there to the park. But as I explained, in my opinion, with these dog parks, the ones we have in Greenwich and also the one we have in Greenwich and also in other towns, they're pretty much local. No one really travels to them because they always, you know, like, for example, the dog park in Greenwich, I don't go to anymore. I did when we first got it approved back in 2005, but I have walking routes near my own house, and it's too much of a hassle to travel when you have so many other opportunities. And that's usually what happens. So it's basically going to be, I think, mostly used by Byram residents. And we've heard from a lot that are very supportive of it. But again, you know, you just have to go through the process and make sure everybody's been heard.
I mean, it sounds like the Byram Neighborhood Association's on board. How important is their support?
Well, you always want to go to, whether it's in COSCOP, you go to the COSCOP Association. You want to make sure people are okay with it. They live there. And you want to get their feedback. And sometimes, I got to be honest, sometimes the support is not unanimous or opposition is not unanimous. We saw that recently with the rink. There was lots of people from Byram for it, but it didn't register with the RCM on that one. So, they're going to be, hopefully getting more involved but going forward. But, yeah, you only hope. All you can do is put it out there and hope that you get a good cross-section of the community responding and not just one end of it. That's all you can do is put it out there in as many ways as possible to get, feedback and to get it out there, to be transparent.
All right, we're talking to First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show. Number to call, 203-661-5051. I mean, how long is this going to take to perhaps get to the Board of Selectmen, planning and zoning and so forth?
Well, hopefully it won't be like the first one when at Grass Island. We started that in 2000, and it took 5 years. This won't take that long, anyone coming at this, because it's already been proven that they work and that all of the fears that were being, spoken about back then, still some of the things we heard when it was going to go to Glenville, when opponents came out, they used the same arguments that we heard against Grass Island, which never came true, right? Home values did not plummet. The dogs weren't running wild on the streets attacking people. I mean, none of that happened, right? But this is what people will throw things out there. Sometimes, not maliciously, they just hear it or they see it posted online and they repeat it. Others will do it just to slow it down or defeat it, knowing that it's not true. So, unfortunately, you're always going to get, negativity. I look for constructive criticism. Like, what can help us, right? What actually is valid, not what has been argued about and litigated multiple times over the years, and there's no truth to it. So that's the frustrating part. But you always want to hear if there's anything new that people can bring to the table. But I hope that it doesn't take too long. But again, I never want to put a timeline on anything, but it certainly wouldn't take as long as it did last time.
Speaking with Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show, number to call is 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. And I know you're putting a call out for all World War II veterans, right?
Yeah, but that's, sadly, there's not the response we had for the Vietnam ceremony. And, Korea is only slightly better. And it's a long time ago now, and those people who fought, those men and women who served in World War II, they're pushing 100 now. Some are over 100. So even though people are living longer, thank God, and we have a lot of people in town that we've been celebrating lots of 100th birthdays in the last few years, it's still we have to make sure that we try to reach as many people as possible because, again, it's a lot of them have unfortunately passed on.
Yeah, that's true. Any new word on another World War II vet, the George H.W. Bush and the statue there in the downtown?
Yeah, so we're going to do a couple walkthroughs with the Historic District Commission. We John Conte, Scott France, and myself went before them 2 weeks ago, and good feedback. They were generally in favor, just had some questions. We heard two good ideas that we're going to try and incorporate into it. Working at that on that now, but hope to do a two walkthroughs in the next 2 weeks, and then hopefully get their support and to go forward eventually to the RTM with it. But it's going to be really nice. It's not just the wish statue; it's the lit up water fountain, which will be small, but still a very nice sight, a visual for people. And, you know, doing a little bit of touching up there, the area there, and lighting up the flagpole, so, and rededicating it as Veterans Plaza Park. So it's exciting. It's got a really broad support all over town, so we're happy about that.
All right. I had a question offline and ask you is about the Hamill Rink. Is that funded? Is that like a revolving funding like the GRIF, or how is that funded?
No, it's not. The revolving fund of the GRIF has been very successful. There's talk about doing that and looking at other ways, other activities. They're always open to that. I think that's worked very well. But I'm going to actually be sending out an email and a release, I think, later today about the new task force. The members have been assembled and looking at an early March date to start that. So. And as I mentioned multiple times, there is a private funding that's going to be pledged towards that, too.
All right, so you're getting some money there. All right, we're going to, and you're getting money toward the dog park also, I guess, right? Is Pet Pantry 100%. still on board?
Yep, 100%, and also the Veterans Plaza Park, which is not cheap, is going to be 100% privately funded. So we're really working hard as we've been since December of 2019 on public-private partnerships to get things done and, you know, to give the taxpayers a break. And we're just really grateful to those who have stepped forward.
Okay. Let's take our first break, or our only break, actually, during this half hour with First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman Show. Number to call, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. Back with more after this.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
Larry Elder here with an exciting announcement. While Dennis Prager is recuperating, he's asked me to be the host with the most for this year's Dennis Prager Cruise 2025. We've got a cruise to save, and we're going to France June 28th through July the 10th with a pre-cruise tour of the beautiful city of Paris and the historic coast of Normandy, focusing on the site of D-Day. Then we cruise the Rhone River to Lyon, the culinary capital of France. Then to Arles, where Van Gogh spent his most productive years, charming Avignon, and so much more. We'll enjoy private lectures, cigar nights, and fabulous food and wine with five-star service. We've booked the entire ship, and with only 15 cabins going fast, you need to book right now. It's the Dennis Prager Cruise with me, Larry Elder, June 28th through July the 10th. Go to coastlinetravel.com, coastlinetravel.com, and click on Group Trips, or call 800-345-2483. That's 800-345-2483. coastlinetravel.com.
Champions are built here.
All the way to the rim, lays it up and in. How about that? From midcourt, a heave. Good!
The tradition continues all season long.
Triple. Good.
And that's the way you like to see basketball played.
And once again, the top dogs come from stores. They win the Big East Tournament.
On your home for UConn women's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
.918 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo until about 9:30 this morning. Number to call, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. Anything new to report on the budget with the budget committee?
No, I've been in meetings and claiming both weeks, so I know I haven't been able to watch them. I've been getting reports. Some healthy debate going back and forth, and I'm standing by to be called again if there's any other questions of the Office of First Selection. But you know, I've already offered some, you know, to come and back up some requests if needed from the department heads. But you know, these requests have been vetted for a long time, so no one's really putting forth any budget proposals that are really are just, you know, throwing things out there to see what will stick. These are carefully vetted, and you know, people are trying to live within their means, and it's the balance between offering services and doing it efficiently for the taxpayer. So it's a yearly thing. You always have the best debate each year.
It sounds like you're getting ready to be called to testify to trial again. You say, well, I'm on standby just in case.
Yeah, it's always something. And sometimes it's just a difference of opinion. And people could look at, as I was mentioning when I was testifying in Hartford the other day, with one of the representatives, a new fellow from in the Haven area. Look, we can go back and forth. We're like lawyers looking at the same set of facts and coming to different conclusions here. And no matter what I said, he wasn't moving. No matter what he said, I wasn't moving, because, you know, you come to a position where you hope you've done your homework and you've looked at both sides of it. But clearly, sometimes people are just going to end up on different sides of an issue. That's, you know, to be expected, but all you can do is really put forth your best argument and hope that you've really taking a look at what the other position is and why they came to that conclusion, because sometimes that helps you, you know, go back and amend and make your position a little bit stronger. But you know, sometimes it gets frustrating because, you know, people, no matter, you could present a black and white fact, and it just doesn't. It's not going to go anywhere with them, because they're going to stick to what the position is for whatever reason. It could be a party, a political party position. It could be a long-held belief. It could be something that you just hate what it is you're trying to do and looking at any way to stop it. So it could be a number of things, but you know, it's nothing new. I've seen it in the state level, seen it at the local level, and, of course, from afar, you've seen it at the federal level.
Yeah. All right. The number to call for First Selectman Fred Camillo, 203-661-5051. The warming center is still open?
Yes. It's Mark and at Atrium over at the Public Safety Complex, the Police Department, the Fire Department are located. You should, you know, if anybody needs that or if you know of anybody, please spread the word. We continuously put the information out there for people so they can access it. But yeah, you'd be surprised, you know, it could be, you know, an apartment, and sometimes if the heating goes, and we need a place that, you know, we want to make sure people are aware of the location.
All right. And looks like you took a day off, as you had a First Selectman for a day.
Yes, my friend Gavin there from Parkway, he was really impressive. He had lots of questions. He had lots of opinions. He was 8 years old. Very interested in town history, which I appreciated. So we took him in and not only to my office, but to the Gisborne room, and he wanted to see all the first selectmen, and we picked out a spot where his pitcher's going to go in a few years, and he was very happy about that, and he left there, I think, more knowledgeable and appreciative of how government, and we certainly were better off for his visit, as we're, you know, appreciative of not only his interest, but also the fact that we know we're going to be in good hands with future leaders like that who are really, at 8 years old, already looking at history and putting forth their own ideas.
Hmm. Is that that picture with you, is that Teddy Roosevelt in the background there, a statue of him?
Which one is that?
It's you and Gavin, and there's a statue of a dog in the background on a shelf.
Oh, that, if it's a ceramic one, that actually, even that was the founder of Adopt a Dog, Donna Knives, a big German Shepherd person. When she passed away, some people that were helping there, that was, I guess, going to be thrown away in the stop by town hall. As I've been on the board there, and that was my tribute to her, to Donna, and to Adopt a Dog, is to have it out there as well as to German Shepherds.
All right, right. You're sporting the beard, and you know, I just heard down that the Yankees might be loosening their facial hair policy, so you'll be able to play for the Bombers if you keep the beard. So just keep that in mind.
I shaved it off yesterday, and
oh.
I hope the Bombers don't do that, because there's something about that the Yankees. History, and it's like if they started putting names on the back of the uniform, it wouldn't be the traditional Yankee uniform. So I hope they don't do that. I know Mr. Steinbrenner wouldn't approve of that, but who knows? You know, it's a different time, and you know, when you and I were growing up, things were a lot different. Not many people, not everybody celebrated, you know, for a 3-yard run in football like they do today. So it's all about, I guess, entertainment, but. Yeah, I would hate to see that go, but who knows? I remember when, funny story, Lou Piniella grew a beard in spring training, and Mr. Steinbrenner told him to shave it off, and so Piniella went up there to protest in his office, and Lou Piniella said, you know, I thought I had him when I said, you know, Mr. Steinbrenner, Jesus had a beard. Would you tell him to shave it off? And Steinbrenner looked at him, and they walked, he said, follow me. They walked out of the building, across the street, and they went up to a little lake. And George Steinbrenner pointed to the lake, and he said, when you walk on that, you can keep it.
Ah, okay. All right. All right.
And he said he shaved it the next day.
Okay. All right. What a more serious topic, and something I'm sure close to your heart, Rare Disease Day coming up next week.
Yes, it was on the 20th. It was moved to the 26th. It's going to be Greenwich Hospital this year. We want to do something a little bit different. So we reached out to Greenwich Hospital, and we're going to have several speakers there to just talk about certain types of rare diseases, and to kind of widen the net a little bit to include more people, because I think it's something that really, you know, a rare disease is something that affects about 200,000 people. So even something like childhood leukemia is included in that. And so there's a lot of people that are affected by. We want to keep it front and center, and we thought by including the Greenwich Hospital would get us more exposure and also highlight their efforts to combat rare diseases.
Hmm. All right. Patrolman of the Year, another award for Stephanie Dunn-Ashley. She was extra mile, and now this, right?
She's terrific. Yeah. She, no matter what you ask, she's always there to say yes and to help, and I don't know when she sleeps, but she certainly is very much appreciated by her town for all that she does, and that's just another great honor for her.
All right, and Board of Selectmen meeting next week. Will you be taking up the Valley Road, or are you still working on that intersection, or what?
That's going to be a few months project there. We have some signage going. It may even be up already, electronic signage, trying to see how that works. Right now, before, you know, we're trying a baby steps to see before we end up with a permanent solution there, but something will be done, and we wanted to get something out there right away. So that should be, I think they should be out there now, but I should check this weekend just to make sure. But we're still working on the permanent solution.
All right. And anything else you can shed light on for next Thursday's meeting?
I don't have it in front of me. And usually we have the old business and the new business.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but usually a lot of the stuff is, when the police department comes or the parking services department comes, so a lot of times it's just ordinances that need to be cleaned up or brought up to date. So it does take a little bit of time. Nothing, I don't think anything controversial is on the on tap for a while, but we'll have to see. I just don't have any in front of me right now.
Right. Well, when we spoke last Friday, Valentine's Day, you said you were not going to take part in that bake sale, but it looks like they did very well. They raised like $1,500, looks like.
Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah, it's a great spot. You know, we hope more people take advantage of that. Just whenever they're doing something for a charity, they certainly can go there and have our blessing to, as long as it's for a good cause, to see what they can do. So, yeah, you get, well, there's a built-in audience right there.
All right, Mr. Selectman. We're out of time, but want to wish you a good weekend. I guess the spring training games start this weekend, so look forward to that and longer days, and we'll be into March pretty soon.
Thank God. Yeah, baseball's here. It's a good best time of the year. So, yeah, you keep warm, Tony. We'll talk next week.
All right, same to you. That is Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us on 1490 WGCH.